Hello there, everyone. You know who I am, E.T. Templar, Alien Crusader from Beyond the Heavens, here to entertain and destroy through the power of me magic. So as of recording this, it is 2:15, the 18th Tuesday. And in this podcast, I am talking about the control by the world elites by fear and melancholy. So the world elite, some people call them the consortium, some people call them the Illuminati. Regardless, there is quite an evident control by a group or groups of people in our society. And of course, as mentioned, they control through fear and melancholy. And the earliest events of this I could think of would be the Patriot Act. For those of you who don't know, or those of you who may be too young, post 9/11, the government came up with this very horseshit thing called the Patriot Act, which basically gave the federal government the power to tap into anyone's conversations, emails, phone calls, texts, and messaging. And later in the 2000s, was it like 2012? And onwards, they even built a massive data collection center out in New Mexico somewhere. It's some massive data collection thing for the National Security Administration. And with this Patriot Act, it also gave the federal government the power to seize the monetary funds and money of people suspected of terrorism. Notice I said suspected, not proven. So the Patriot Act was this thing that was supposed to be momentary, but is still very active to this day, is still a very prevalent tool for oppression and tyranny against the American people. Not only against American people, but foreign citizens as well. And there's also a lighter and newer form of fear and melancholy that they're using, and it's all about the, of course, this pandemic shit, right? Now, when I say pandemic shit, I don't necessarily mean that I don't believe it's real. I believe the pandemic is, COVID is a very real thing, but it's a thing that is being utilized by powers that be and by people at Big Pharma to profit off of. And if you look at the senators, I think it's been said, or that someone mentioned, that out of the top 10 stocks the senators are invested in, Johnson & Johnson is one of the big investors that they're all invested in that's making tons of money. And of course, if you're not aware, Johnson & Johnson also makes vaccines. So isn't that a coincidence that this virus would break out and people would make money off this horseshit? And I think it's even said that out of all the new recent billionaires that are coming into existence are from the Big Pharma field. Isn't that interesting? And it's also interesting to note, when you look at masks being sold in stores, where does it say it was made? You're right. China, of course. So this whole pandemic thing is just being utilized by people. Well, it's not just, but it's being utilized by people to not only make money, but it's being utilized by the powers that be to instill fear and melancholy in people to control them. And I've even experienced this with family. Family has accused me of being a murderer, accused me of being selfish. Now, of course, I am probably one of the most non-selfish people out there. I've put up with some shit in my life. But yeah, and this is a family member that accused me of this. And I'm, you know, when it comes to political shit, and like, I'm kind of a libertarian, the point that people have freedom of choice. They have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if a government forcing vaccines on people, if that interrupts your pursuit of happiness or your life, then you have the right to refuse. Or if you're a person who buys into all this and you want to take all the vaccines and boosters and experimental bullshit, you so can. That's your prerogative to do so. You are a free person. You can do what you want. But where I draw the line is from these vaccinated people and other individuals to stop shaming people who aren't vaccinated and stop trying to control people who aren't. But that's the thing about this fear and melancholy. It is just a process to keep people scared of their neighbors. During the Patriot Act era and 9/11, it was, ooh, is your neighbor a secret jihadi terrorist? Find out at 10. And of course, nowadays we have, is your neighbor an unvaccinated, seditious scum? Find out at 10. Of course, this isn't the only time in history this has happened. I believe every great civilization, good and bad, has used the same fear and melancholy to control people. You know, even if you look at the Roman Empire, right? They were always concerned about barbarians. They were always concerned about those Germanic bastards, you know, at the gates and Attila the Hun and woo! And other things, right? World War I, it was, oh, look out, the Huns are gonna get you. World War II, ooh, them Nazis are gonna get you. After World War II, ooh, them communists are gonna get you. So you see where this is starting to play out. And of course, even in Russia, you know, it's, ooh, the capitalists and the Americans are gonna get you. There are CIA agents behind every corner. So it's just a way for the world elite, the world banking, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, of controlling mass quantities of people, and to keep them complacent, to keep them in a lulled state. So in this podcast, I'm just going to advise, how do you get out of this state of fear and melancholy? Well, the first thing is to believe in a higher power, believe in a God of some sort, start reading scriptures, various scriptures, start with the Bible, or just start with reading. Just read anything. Read Frank Herbert's Dune. Read, just find a book and start reading. And the next thing you want to do is to cut back on watching news and engaging in social media. I think these are things designed to keep you pacified. These are things to keep you concerned. These are things to keep you involved in political drama. So just try yourself. You, the listener, this is my homework for you, if I was to offer any, is to just try. Just try going 8 hours without social media and watching the news. Just try it, and you will discover that you will slowly liberate yourself from this situation of being in fear and melancholy. Because when you start reading other stuff that's not linked to the very horrible, the very perceived horrible state of the world right now, you will find that, you know, things aren't so bad. It's not as bad as the media is constantly portraying as. There's still good things happening, and whatever situation your life may be currently, it can certainly always be worse, but you will slowly liberate yourself and awaken yourself from this scheme of control, this scheme of fear and melancholy, and that it's pushed by both right and left elements. So this is kind of a nonpartisan thing here. Whether you're a wokey, whether you're a conservative, God-fearing Bible thumper, just take a break from all that shit for a while, because that is not good for your psyche or mental health. Again, I'm no psychiatrist or mental health professional, but it will do you wonders to just step away for 8 hours. Get engaged in a creative process. Write. Create something. Paint. Make paper airplanes. Find a hobby or creative process that you can express yourself or your feelings into. And that's what it's about, is just breaking away from the social media and mainstream news. Because all of them are connected. They're all interwoven with these power of controls to push fear and melancholy. You will very rarely see on your Facebook feeds or Twitter or other places stories about happiness or good feel stories. Try to, and you'll find it hard to find a story or a news article that's decent or brings you good news or joy. So I believe that again, that there's some bigger corporation or group that is behind all this. And once you shed off the fear and melancholy, you will begin to see other people as human beings. You will begin to see your neighbors as human beings. You won't see them as non-vaxxed or non-masked, scary people who's putting your health at risk. And that's the true thing about liberation. And you've been duped into this idea that you must watch the news, you need to stay informed. But in all reality, there's a saying, ignorance is bliss, and that is true. And a lot of people fill their heads with this garbage from the mainstream media, or even on Twitter and Facebook, your head gets filled with this crap that either hurts your feelings or it just sticks in your head and it irritates you. So take 8 hours of just time to yourself, and that's how you slowly deprogram yourself from fear and melancholy. And that's it for this video, podcast. Excuse me. So hopefully it was interesting to someone listening. Hopefully it helps someone out. And if you can, challenge your friends and family to just disconnecting for 8 hours. Start with 8 hours, then work to 10 hours, and then try doing a whole day without being informed on social media or mainstream media, and I swear you will find a bigger difference, and you will find out that the world isn't as fucked as is being portrayed by the powers that be. And I will see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for stopping by. God bless. Stay happy, stay healthy, and God willing, I will see you again, or you can hear me again in the next podcast. Again, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. Take it easy.